a production of South Dakota Public Broadcast.
Howie? Jerstad?
Here.
Maher?
Here.
Merchant?
Here.
Nelson?
Here.
Peterson? Frisley?
Here.
Hansen?
Here.
Here's a quorum.
Okay, we do have a quorum. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting? It's moved by Senator Frisley, seconded by Senator Merchant. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Once again, this morning, we have a fairly abbreviated agenda with only one bill on the agenda, but again, I remind all of those testifying, whether it be members of the public or those of you on the committee, to be sure and speak right into the microphone, because these proceedings are carried out on the internet, and they're also recorded in the archives for future reference, which is one of the real nice features of the way we do business. Anyone wishing to testify, please be sure to sign in at the register back by the door. And if you are carrying anything on your body that makes noise, please have it turned off so that we are not interfered or disrupted with the business of the day. A couple introductions. One, this is 4-H Shadow Day, and I have the pleasure of having a 4-H shadow with me, Jill Stearns from Clark County, sophomore in Clark High School, and I'm very happy to have her with us. And with that, I believe that we are to the point of where we are ready to open the public hearing on the House Bill 1185, which is an act to provide property tax benefits to the surviving spouses of certain disabled veterans. And we have the first proponent.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'm Senator Stanford Adelstein, District 32 in the beautiful Black Hills. Wearing my 50-year Legion membership button and pin this morning.
Welcome.
This is a bill that should have probably come before. What it does, it permits the exemption that a disabled veteran would have to be carried over to his spouse in the event that he's no longer living and she's living in the residence. It's very logical because, obviously, with a disabled veteran, that spouse has not been able to spend much time in the economic community, and in these times, it's important that the discount, tax benefits are continued to her upon his passing. That will limit my remarks. Representative Jensen, who of course successfully shepherded it over to us, will also, I think, be testifying as a proponent. And I don't want to take any more of your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Senator. Further proponents of House Bill 1180. Good morning.
House Bill 1185 will provide property tax.
His mic isn't on.
Representative, is your mic on, or maybe snuggle up a little closer?
I'm sorry. Thank you. House Bill 1185 will provide property tax benefit to the surviving spouse of a permanently and totally disabled veteran. This draft is based on language found in SDCL 10-4-40 that provides the benefit to the permanently and totally disabled veterans. According to the most recent data from the VA, 2007, there are 1,118 South Dakotan veterans who are 100% service-connected disabled, and 1,002 surviving spouses who are receiving benefits based on the service-connected death of the veteran. The VA data for 2008 should be released in the near future. The number of veterans is approximate, since the VA data only shows the number of 100% service-connected veterans, and not all these veterans are rated permanently and totally disabled, but the estimate is close. The number of surviving spouses is also misleading, since this is the total receiving benefits, but not all of these are due to the veteran being rated permanently and totally disabled at the time of death. The pages will pass out a chart showing the number of applicants for the current program. That was your cue. This chart will show the number of applicants for the current program, the number of people approved in each county, and the state totals. The difference between full and true values before and after the partial exemption is about $48.5 million. That represents about $700,000 in reduced property taxation for such properties because of the exemption. Small price to pay for those who have given so much. Mr. Chairman, I'll stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Representative. Our further proponents to House Bill 1185. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I'm John Duell. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota American Legion. The South Dakota American Legion is in favor of this bill. We think that the recognition of the permanent and total and permanent disability for the veteran is warranted, and certainly the granting it of the small amount that is involved here to the surviving spouse of that veteran upon his death makes it a good bill and is something that we of the American Legion strongly support. I thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Further proponents to House Bill 1185.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm retired Colonel Steve Harding, Deputy Secretary of Military and Veterans Affairs and registered lobbyist for the department. When a veteran dies, the spouse not only loses their partner for life, but also that spouse's income. And under existing legislation, the spouse not only incurs that loss, but they also are burdened with the responsibility of paying taxes on property that was previously exempted when that veteran was alive. This legislation will eliminate that increased financial burden on the widow or widowers of those who have already given so much for this country. So the department supports this bill, and we would appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Further proponents to House Bill 1185.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Wade Hubbard, Chairman of the State Veterans Commission and a registered lobbyist for the commission. The commission is in support of this bill. And quite frankly, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I don't have anything further to add that you haven't already heard. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hubbard. Probably not only do you have not much more to add, I don't think there's probably too many more people to speak. Are there further proponents to House Bill 1185? Further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1185? Any opponents? Seeing none, does the committee have any questions that they would like to ask any of these gentlemen? Seeing none, I believe that we're in position to discuss or act.
Move to pass.
Moved by Senator Gerstead, seconded by Senator Merchant. Do pass. Any speaking to the motion? Senator Gerstead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to express my appreciation for this bill being brought forward, and certainly as a surviving spouse, I know how important it is to, you know, to feel at least somewhat financially taken care of after one's spouse dies. So I really appreciate this, especially in light of the service that's been given by these people to our country.
Thank you, Senator. Any further comments? Seeing none, those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote nay, and the secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Gerstead?
Aye.
Maher? Merchant?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Peterson? Frisley?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye. House Bill 1185 passes on a unanimous vote. Moved by Senator Gerstead, seconded by Senator Adelstein to put on consent. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. House Bill 1185 will go on the consent calendar. One other announcement. The two young people that are serving us as pages today are Leah Weinbar from Iroquois and Corey Kleinsaucer from Woolsey, Wessington. I guess this is the day we will say goodbye to you for the 2 weeks' work that you've done for us, and we really appreciate that. This brings us to the conclusion of our business.
This brings us to the conclusion of our business, and I realize that some of the committees have chosen not to meet on Monday, but I believe that we will. We are well ahead of our pace, but we want to continue to do that. So we will meet again on Monday as scheduled. With that, a motion to adjourn. It will be in order.
Second.
Moved by Senator Howey, seconded by Senator Merchant. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is carried.